Hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas. It's time for Texas Homegrown Music, and it's time for Maylee's Hippie Fest. That's right. My very first Hippie Fest is going to be taking place on May 18th, that's Saturday, at the New Tups Brewery in McKinney, Texas. And so I've got a couple of the bands that are going to be playing at it on the show today, one of which is Jordan Kane, who started this really cool band, Atlantis Aquarius. He's also a musician that's been playing with, oh my goodness, well, Tanner Ussery, and he's on the road right now with Caroline Grace, who will be at TMR, by the way, on my stage and coming up for the Texas Music Revolution. But anyway, he's on the road, so I'm going to catch him on the road. So we're going to talk to him about coming out for Hippie Fest on Saturday, May 18th from 5 to 9 at the New Tups Brewery. But before we do, I'm going to do a song called Wash It Off off my Revelations record. And when we come back, we'll be with Jordan Kane of Atlantis Aquarius and then Jesse Spradlin of the Vintage Yell. Can't wait to do these interviews and let's give you guys an idea of what we're going to do for Hippie Fest, our very first one this year. Can't wait.
Look at my eyes, bloodshot and blurred, dirty from the world, sticky with worry. The grit and the grime, hustle for a dime, running me down, choking my time. Wash it off.
Hey, everybody, I'm here with Texas great Atlantis Aquarius player Jordan Kane. And actually, he's on his way to another gig. You've just been busy boy, haven't you, honey?
Man, it's nonstop for me. I'm on the road this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're doing Houston, San Antonio, Dallas with Caroline Grace.
So tell me what you've been up to. I know that you, you play such a plethora of different instruments, but you've just been spreading yourself thin all over, which what most musicians have to do these days to make it. But talk to me about what you've got in the works coming up.
Yeah, so, about a year ago, I came off the road with Tanner Ussery. I'd been out hardcore for 2 years, playing like 250 shows a year. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was great. But I needed some time off, so I came off the road last year and I started this thing called Band Builder, where I start coaching bands and helping artists who want to know how to book their own shows and who, want to go further and just don't know what to do if they feel stuck. I give them advice. So you can check out the bandbuilder.com. That's kind of what has been keeping me the most busy. Recently, I actually got, I'm inspired by Maile Thomas. I took a job as a on a radio show. I'm doing 3 to 6.
Did you really?
I did. The local, it's called the Backroads, 96.5 KECO, if I can just plug it. But it's the local station in my hometown, and they asked me if I wanted to interview Wade Bowen, and I said sure. And then they're like, what do you think about hosting the Backroads? So I'm hosting the Backroads 3 to 6. Monday through Friday.
Oh my gosh. So, dude, that's news to me. That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear more about it. And we'll have to talk about it coming up because, I'm going to have your band Atlantis Aquarius at our Hippie Fest on Saturday. The first inaugural Maile's Hippie Fest this Saturday, May 18th from 5 to 9 at the New Tups Brewery. And if you haven't seen it, you've got to come out and see it. I mean, tell your friends. It is such a cool vibe and a great place for the whole family. But we'll have Vintage Yell, my band, and your band playing with lots of fun stuff going on. But now you're on the road with Caroline Grace, who, by the way, is going to be on the Texas Homegrown Music stage on Female Friday there at TMR 28. So if you haven't got your tickets, people, you're going to miss out. But you guys are playing the Rustic tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday from Houston to San Antonio and Dallas. Dude, you are a busy boy.
Tell me about it. I'm ready to go home and take a break already. But, we got to work. So if you haven't heard her, go check out Caroline Grace. She's got singles dropping every month this year. She dropped the last one was called Lady Luck, and the one coming out this month is called Man with the 45. It's really good. It's got kind of like a Spanish feel on it. It's super cool.
Well, the cool thing about Caroline is that she's young and she's so talented and she's got a great, great group of people behind her. I of course, got to see her at South By there in Austin. And that was very nice for me because I'd already booked her just based on listening to her stuff. But after seeing her presence and knowing the trajectory that she's going, and I'm so excited to have her on our stage for Female Friday. So if you guys don't know about that, get your tickets, and we are going to feature a bunch of great female artists on our stage at Texas Homegrown Music at TMR 28. And if you can believe it, it's 28 years of Texas Music Revolution. And as you know, Jordan, that's pretty killer because most of these festivals don't last more than 2 or 3 years.
You ain't kidding. That's remarkable.
So you guys are headed there to do that. Tell me about Atlantis Aquarius. I miss you guys. I'm hoping that you're going to tell me you're going to have some new music coming out pretty soon and get back in the studio. Because, dude, it is a vibey band that I think really features some great, great players right here in Texas.
Yeah, it's great. I'm always putting songs in the can for... Nah, I shouldn't say the can. I'm always writing songs for Atlantis Aquarius. Now, when they will be released is to be determined. I will not put anything out this year. I've just got too many irons in the fire. But this is my personal project that is always there for me to go to, when I have the time, when I, am able to. My guitar player for Atlantis Aquarius, he'll be with me at your show, at the Hippie Show. But he's out with Tanner Ussery, so that makes it difficult as well. But you will hear, this is not the last you've heard from Atlantis Aquarius, I promise you that. I'll say, last week I was in the studio at Modern Electric Studios producing and tracking a band, a new guy called Hunter Hughes. And Charlie Wiles, who produced Caroline, is also producing this new Hunter Hughes track. So watch out for that. It's really good. It's got a really kind of almost like a Green Day modern rock alternative. Like, I don't know. It's really cool. It's rocking. So watch out for Hunter Hughes.
Well, you know, it only proves that a musician is just a great musician no matter where you throw him. Because I'll tell you what, Jordan, you are all over the map, from country to red dirt to I've heard you do some killer rock, of course, and indie, which is probably where you would place Atlantis Aquarius most. But and I've seen you play all kinds of instruments. What would you say is the one that you enjoy the most?
Drums are they were my first instrument, and it is also such an old world instrument. You know, the drum, I feel like, was probably one of the first instruments, you know, besides the voice. So drums are special to me. I love to play guitar, and I love to sit at the piano and write songs, but for me, you know, drums is my first love.
Well, and more than that, honey, I love the fact that you're investing in young talent. And I know that you were doing some stuff at a school recently, even in their jazz department. And I think probably like me, you see that, you know, the best feeling that we have is when we help somebody else be the best they can be, when you can recognize a talent like you do. And you're really good at doing that. Where do you think that comes from? Is it because you yourself have done so many different things, or what is it about it that really drives you to want to be a part of all these young and upcoming artists?
I heard someone say to teach is to learn twice. You know what I mean? Like, I'm learning as much as I am teaching, and you have to stay relevant. And the best way to do that is to be with the young people, to learn from them, to, you know, like I said, you've got to stay relevant or you'll die out, you'll burn out. So yeah, I'm glad to help. I remember when I was a kid, it meant so much to me whenever a musician, you know, would say something, you know, or give me a word of encouragement. So I remember that, and yeah, I try to do that as much as I can.
Do you remember the person that inspired you most to actually, you know, really go after that dream that you had?
Yeah, man, my first cousin is one of the best drummers of all time, in my personal opinion. He's a jazz drummer, and as a kid, I was just floored by my cousin. You know what I'm saying? I looked up to him so much, and not just because he was my cousin. I mean, this guy is like one of the top drummers, and he's just hiding in Oklahoma City. He's like a physician's assistant now. It's sad to me. Like, he went to the Manhattan School of Jazz and was such a cool cat. He is a cool cat. But, you know, music, it's different for everybody. You know, some people don't want to play professionally. Some people like music to be their pastime. But my cousin was definitely that inspiration for me. He was such a giant musician. And to this day, they're big shoes to fill. I'm embarrassed to play drums in front of him still.
Oh, you should not be embarrassed to do anything, honey. And you know what? I'm going to be in Oklahoma City in July. Hopefully you and your cousin can maybe come out and see the band. I know I haven't been there in a while. But you know what? When you said some people just don't want to play live, here's the thing about music, and you know this as well as I do. You can enjoy it from so many different ways. I mean, I started out playing in church, and I know that you did as well.
Yep.
And I just found I found my love in being able to express myself and have an audience feel it with me. Some people don't feel comfortable in that, but that doesn't mean they don't have to play music. There's so many different ways to get your talent out there. And especially now, you know, with what we have in social media, some people are just killer at, you know, doing stuff right there live from their living room. And me, I have to, I feel the best when I'm out with other people that, you know, that are watching. I know this. I know that if you're a musician and you're playing at all, you're fulfilling your dream, and it's not really something that you go to. It's just something that you live in. It's a journey that you explore. And in route is when I enjoy it the most, because you know how it is. You never really arrive anywhere. We're just constantly growing and learning, don't you think?
I do. And let me just say, while we're talking about inspirations, mainly, you are a huge inspiration. I love, you're not that much older than me, but
I can be your mama.
I love seeing, you know, guys like you and Gio and Alan Forsythe, I mean, just still doing it. Like, I'm like, okay, I can play music as long as I want to. You know what I'm saying? So props to you guys, and absolutely.
Honey, age is all in your head. I don't know if you know this, but I just turned 65. I had a big celebration at the Sanctuary with a bunch of musicians that I'd played with in the past, and we had so much fun. And I, you know, I've just determined that as long as I can sing and as long as I can stand, I'm still going to do it as long as I can, just because it's not what I do, it's who I am.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. And I'm just going to talk about what's coming up next Saturday. I'm so excited about Atlantis Aquarius coming and playing for me. Good luck out there on the road with Caroline Grace. And you guys, don't forget TMR 28 to come and see her on Female Friday at our stage in front of Cadillac right there in downtown McKinney. Jordan's going to be there playing and playing drums on that particular gig. And we'll get to see him a couple of times because I'm going to push it. I'm going to bring you here more often, babe, with all this stuff that you're doing. I just think you're a super talented guy, and I love your vibe. You know I do.
Thank you so much, Maylee. I love you.
All right, baby. I'll see you soon.
All right. Be in touch. Peace.
So here you go. First time ever you guys get to hear it. This is actually Jordan Kane and I playing his song, hit song from Atlantis Aquarius called Deja Voodoo. And this is Andy Timmons on guitar, as a matter of fact, and my husband George playing guitar. So this was at Boondocks a couple years ago, and I really enjoyed doing this song with him. So I thought I'd just give you a little treat so you get to hear this right now from Texas Homegrown Music right here. Deja Voodoo with Jordan Kane of Atlantis Aquarius and me, yep, Maylee, singing background with him. Here you go.
On a trip down a path you've never known, where the people come and go. They live their lives, but they don't know what's really going on. Let me wake you from the dream. They cast a spell, there's no tomorrow. You know I've been here many times, mysteries in my mind. What's really going on? Yeah, what's really going on? Deja vu. Before I've walked the path, knocked on the door. And know I've been here many times. Still the mysteries in my mind. What's really going on?
Well, hey, everybody, here we are with the Vintage Yell, Jesse Spradlin. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited about this Hippie Fest, probably because, you know, this is something I've been wanting to do for a while. And it's just funny that Keith reached out to me from, you know, from Tupps Brewery. And he said, hey, have you thought about doing a hippie festival? And I was like, yeah, I have. What about next year? And he goes, how about next month? I was like, well, how about? Okay. So I was so glad that I was able to get you guys and one of my other favorite bands, Atlantis Aquarius. And I just had Jordan on. He's on the road, actually, with Caroline Grace. And
oh, I love her.
Yeah, isn't she great?
So
well, she's going to be playing
at my
stage on TMR. And so when I reached out to him, I said, you know you're doing a lot of traveling. I mean, he was with Tanner Ussery before that, because he's just such a great musician and producer and writer and all that. He's doing so many things. But one of my favorite projects that he's ever done and still does once in a while is Atlantis Aquarius. So when I decided to do this Hippie Fest, I was like, okay, I have to get that band. So when I reached out to him and he said he could do it, I was so pumped. And then, of course, you guys said you were available, because I know it was a last minute thing. And I'm just so excited that my inaugural year is going to have two of my favorite people on there. So I'm really pumped about it.
We're privileged to do it.
Well, so and fun. Then and more than that, you guys are dropping new singles here every few weeks. And you've got a new one that just dropped with a video. Tell me about it.
Yes. So our new song is called You Got Me. This is a song that Chris and I actually do kind of as a duet. I think this is the only song we do like that. And originally Chris was supposed to sing it, and then I sang on the scratch demo, and he was like, wait, well, why don't you sing this? And so we hit a compromise, and I was like, okay, why don't we both sing
there
it?
There you go. Well, it is the Vintage Yell, and it's both of you, and you're both really great singers, no doubt about it. What a great combo.
Yeah.
And tell everybody, I mean, I know we've had you on the show before, but there's a lot of new listeners this week, I'm sure. Tell me really quickly, well, not quickly, but the impetus for the Vintage Yell and how you guys put this thing together, because it was kind of a dynamic duo as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Chris is just like, I call him the like myriad musical MacGyver, because he can do everything.
Yeah.
And we met while doing some of my solo stuff, and we just had a really cool musical chemistry, and we just got along as friends too. And Chris asked me if I'd be interested in doing a project together, and it just became what is now the Vintage Yell. And so we're really excited. We also, we put out a music video for that song, You Got Me, as well. So it's a really fun, energetic music video that's actually filmed in an elevator.
I saw it. I just went back and looked at it just a little while ago. And I mean, I thought, how fun. Tell me about those people that are in the video. I know they loved it. I've recognized a couple faces. So tell me about it.
It was so fun. So we actually worked with the Levitt Pavilion in Arlington.
Okay.
And they let us use their elevator, and they even had somebody come in and just like stop it the whole day. The staff there is just always incredible. And then we had some family and some friends, and actually our drummer, Scott Matthews, he's the guy with the little cooler.
I saw that, a little cameo in there. Yep.
Yeah, and then my husband is in it.
Those were the two I recognized.
And so we just thought, you know, this song was really written out of a place of, you know, whenever you're at your worst and you have no reason to have that special person, whether it be a friend or your, you know, romantic partner, have your back. Just saying like, you know, you got me, you got me covered. It no matter what, you have my back, good, bad, or ugly. And so the whole concept of the video was kind of like, what are the most obnoxious, annoying, terrible things that you could be stuck in an elevator with? And then turning that frustration and annoyance into just like a gigantic party with bubbles and sparkles and laughing and fun. So that's kind of
I want to ask you, have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
Oh my gosh. I think if I have, I've blocked it out. Maybe for like a brief moment. But I've seen my all-time favorite movie is You've Got Mail with like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. And there's a scene where they get stuck in an elevator. So I've always had like that hypothetical thing like, who would I want to be stuck in an elevator with? Like, what would happen? but thankfully, nothing scary has happened. But I don't know about Chris. I'll have to ask him.
Well, I'll tell you, I actually got stuck in an elevator, George and I both, with another couple at the House of Blues in Dallas.
Oh, that's terrifying.
We were on our way to go up to the foundation room before the show. We got stuck on this elevator for over an hour. We missed the opening act. Yes. And yes, it was crazy. Oh, but there was about three other couples on there. So it was pretty crowded. And sat down, and at one point, one of the people on the elevator said, okay, you look really familiar. Can you just tell us? And so we ended up obviously telling him, you know, that I was a singer in a band, but we were there to see this other band. And then somebody recognized George as the mayor of McKinney. So we sat there and had a really fun little chat with all these people. And finally, literally, and it was an hour later, they kept talking to us through the sides, you know, saying, we've got somebody coming in. Don't worry. You're going to get rescued. After an hour later, we got back out. They felt horrible. They, of course, gave us vouchers to go see another show because they knew we missed our opening act. And then here it was, I don't know, maybe 3 years later, I was at a local yokel just recently for a dinner, and I walk in and the guy, the general manager that they had just hired evidently, stops me. He says, do you remember me? And I said, I'm sorry, I don't. He goes, we were stuck in an elevator together for over an hour at the House
of
Blues.
No way! Oh my goodness. Do you like take the stairs everywhere from now on?
Well, you know, I am a little bit claustrophobic, I'll be honest. But what helped me was having George there, because he knows that I have a little thing with it, and also being able to have the camaraderie with all the other people. To be stuck on there by myself would probably be horrible. That would be a hard one for me. And you know, when I hear people talk about you know, having the stint in prison, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I listen to shows and I listen to people talk about what it was like for them to go in the hole or to be alone, you know, like that. I think that would probably be one of the worst things for me.
Torture. Yeah, I can't. You know, I can't. But imagine. Just, don't want to.
I drive through Colorado, and when I can't see through the sides, the mountains on both sides, I get a little like, you know, I don't know. My hands start sweating. So I don't know. But what a fun video that was. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest pluses of putting those out is creating those things. And was it exactly how you planned it when you did it, or were you just kind of going by the seat of your pants on that one?
Well, we did a lot of pre-production because I am like, Chris and I are both are very thorough people. And I think I have learned, I was actually a journalism major in college. Okay. And so I did a lot of videography in college. Okay. And we were always taught the more pre-production you do, the less you have to do in post. And so I am quite anal when it comes to writing down every single second of every single thing we're going to do in a music video. I will say the editing, we weren't sure what exactly we were going to do. We shot so much more footage than we used. And so the editing, it definitely turned out different than we thought, but pretty much the acting and like what we did was what we anticipated. But I will say, you know, it's different when you have like a crew of people there.
Yeah.
They were so excited to be there. Everybody was so wonderful. It's a lot of, you know, just our friends and family, but it did feel kind of bad because, you know, Chris and I are used to how long it takes to do something. But I think, you know, people who are used to just, you know, digesting entertainment aren't always aware of how long a shooting day really is.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that may have taken a few people by surprise, but everybody was such good sports and they were so great and had so much energy and everybody just had such great attitudes. And it was genuinely just so much fun.
Have you ever been on a movie set? Because I'll tell you, when I was single and doing music full-time as a young person, you pick up all the kinds, any gigs you could do daily, right? Day gigs and stuff. And so I would do extras and you know, especially when they were filming in downtown Dallas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever had any experience with it, but it's a lot of hurry up and waits.
Yeah, I actually dabbled in acting a little bit, but I never pulled the trigger on it because I knew I couldn't commit to both music and acting at the same time, but I never got the chance. I've been on some like music video sets.
Okay.
And I've done some like other music videos, just in other people's music videos and stuff, but always did like theater and stuff growing up. So, but yeah, I've not had the privilege to do that. I would love to do something like that. I love
acting. Well, you've got plenty of time, girl. You are just a young little thing. You got a lot of time ahead of you to do it. You should do it. You're definitely talented enough. I've seen you. You've got such a great stage presence
and
you and Chris put on such a great show, and you're going to have full band next Saturday at our Hippie Fest, and I'm so excited about it. It's my first inaugural one, and I'm hopefully going to be doing this every year, and it's just going to get bigger and better, but we got all kinds of fun things to hang up everywhere. You're going to see a lot of peace signs everywhere for sure. And I've even ordered some black lights so that when the lights go out, we're going to have a little bit of paint on our bodies and we can glow in the dark and just all kinds of fun things
going on.
So we'll have vendors there as well, so we can buy some hippie garb. And I don't know, I'm just real excited about this.
Yeah.
And I know it's just going to get bigger and better, but more than that, I'm excited that you guys are going to be there and be a part of the music, because I love what you do. Even when you do your own material, just what you do with other songs. I mean, you've got a really cool remake of a Beatles tune that I love, and you guys are just so much fun, Jesse. Are you just having a blast?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it is so much fun because, I mean, Chris is such a great partner and so creative, and I love being able to create and express together, because something that is... since Chris isn't here, I can brag on him without looking at
that.
Me and telling me
he has a really hard time.
Quit. Yeah.
He'd be hitting you going, stop.
But he does not do anything less than excellence.
Yeah.
Like, he does everything in excellence. And it is, I've done things by myself for such a long time. It's been such a privilege to be able to do things that are in my heart and in my creative, you know, brain and heart, but actually to be able to bring them up to that level of excellence that is just, you know, he doesn't settle for anything less than the best. And I makes me not want to do that either. So it's been so much fun. It's a lot more work than play at the moment. But I am confident that as we keep working hard, the play and work will level out.
Well, you guys have a distribution deal, I know, with a company already, and they're helping get your stuff out. And you're playing a lot of gigs. And what's even better is that you're not only creative on the music side, but with Chris being such a great engineer and producer, and, you know, he's done some stuff for me as well. It's really nice to be able to write songs and then go in there and be able to put it to tape and have something immediately when you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite wild. As an artist who had been independent and, you know, just a singer-songwriter for so long, it was like all I could do to just dream of getting my stuff recorded, let alone having it like at my fingertips like that. So it's definitely something that works.
Well, you guys, check it out. The Vintage Gel, they just dropped a new single, You Got Me. They've got an EP out that's got great songs on it, several music videos as well. You can find them all over social media. I believe it's just The Vintage Gel. Is that right?
Yes, everything's at The Vintage Gel.
Okay, and so check them out. Be sure to go download. You know, it always helps for you to play them on these streaming platforms just to get some, you know, more added people watching and following them. But I love you guys. I can't wait to have you at Hippie Fest next Saturday on the 18th at the New Tups Brewery from 5 to 9. You guys are kicking it off, and we're going to have a great family time. So if you guys, it's a free event this year. I decided, because we did it so last minute, I got some sponsorship money, and we're going to do this free for everybody this time. And bring your family out, and let's have a good old-fashioned Hippie Fest, Maylee's Hippie Fest at Tubbs Brewery on Saturday, May 18th with the Vintage Gel, my band, and also Atlantis Aquarius. I can't wait to see you there, Sweet Pea, and thank you so much for doing this.
Yes, we're so excited. Can't
All right,
wait.
Sweet Pea. We'll see you next week.
We'll be right back. looking to fight.
I've got ghosts living in this house. Well, I've got things I don't want to talk about. They're everywhere I go. Going down in flames. These damn old ghosts.
Well, that was Ghost by Dakota Ragsdale in the Dirty South. And man, he's got a couple of songs out right now. He's working on a record. My good friend Paul Renna is the one that turned me on to him. And boy, he's really going some places. That's a great song. And I love his voice, too. So you guys check him out. I always love to push new artists on this show. And even before they have a record out, I like to play some of their stuff so we can let people realize that we've got so much great talent here in Texas. It's crazy cool. And I love it. And I love being able to tell you about it. So don't forget, that's Ghost with Dakota Ragsdale and the Dirty South.
Peter and Gabriel and Michael out the gate.
excited about what's coming up the next few weeks. We've got Hippie Fest on May the 18th at Tubbs Brewery. And then on the first weekend, actually, it's technically, I guess, the second weekend, but it's the 7th and 8th of June this year, TMR 28, with our headliners Lucas Nelson and Lyle Lovett and a plethora of incredible artists. And I'll be hosting a stage, as you know. I keep talking about it, but I want you to be there. Female Friday with so many great girls on there and my headliner with Bri Bagwell. And then on Saturday night, oh my goodness, I've got lots of bands. We've got a lot of fun going on. Come over and take some pictures in our little hippie vibe area over there right in front of Cadillac Pizza. And I've got the Weathered Souls headlining on my stage before Lyle Lovett plays. And then on both nights, I'll be hosting different friends of mine playing with our band. Of course, Maley Thomas and also Maley and the Mayor. As you guys know, my husband is the Mayor of McKinney. And we are so excited to once again host this beautiful, wonderful Texas Music Revolution at our beautiful stage in downtown McKinney. So get your tickets if you haven't got them already and come out and see us. We'll be doing some live shows on the weekend, the week leading up to it. So every day you guys tune in and listen to what's going on to some different artists that we'll be having plug in their show and their show time. So a lot of fun coming your way right here on Texas Homegrown Music. Check out my website, of course, texashomegrownmusic.com for all kinds of activities. We've got a summer series coming up and I've got some great acts coming in. Including my favorite people with out of Austin. I've got two bands, the Reverent Few and Madam Radar coming in, and lots of other bands. So you guys need to check out the website to find out who it is. So once again, thanks for listening. It's been a lot of fun today having Jordan on the road with Caroline Grace, headed to his gigs there at the Rustic in all three cities. And then, of course, beautiful little Jesse Spradlin. So lots of fun today, as always, because I do know how to love life. I get out of it what I put into it, and I hope you do the same. So thanks again to Burris Injury Law and Guitar Sanctuary for making it possible every week. And we'll see you guys soon right here on Texas Homegrown Music next time.